So over the past 5 days, we have met some incredible heroes. We got to know people like Abram, who was Mr. Obedient. We got to know Joseph, who was Professor Positivity. Rahab was Princess of Protection. And Esther, our queen, who was very brave. And of course, David, who took out a giant, right? These heroes did amazing things. Heroes in times of crisis were able to step up and save the entire nation of Israel. We met heroes who were once just ordinary people doing extraordinary things. They were willing to step out in faith and do what was needed. Now, our heroes had many differences, from their jobs to their costumes to the times that they were in the Bible, but they all had one thing in common. Do you guys remember? Faith. Awesome. They had faith to do what they needed to do. Now, our heroes, used faith. Faith helped Abram leave his family and travel to a new land. Faith kept Joseph going when he was in the dungeons of Egypt. And faith led Rahab to hide the Israelite spies from her own people. And faith led Esther to seek an audience with the king, even though her life might be in danger. All right? So each day we saw how faith can make us heroes as well. That same courage and wisdom Old Testament heroes have is in us too. So today, this morning, guys, we're going to meet one more hero. This is the most important hero of all. Why? Because he's the hero that God wants us to put our faith in. Out of all the heroes in the Bible, no one can match Jesus. No one had the power that Jesus had. Jesus did miracles. We talked a little bit about that. He healed the sick and disabled. He fed 5,000 people with a little boy's lunch, right? Do you remember that? Right? He would turn water into wine, and he even raised the dead. No one had the authority that Jesus has. As the Son of our God Creator, Jesus is the rightful ruler of all creation. No one had the faith that Jesus had either. For you see, in order for Jesus to become the greatest, he also had to become human. He had to give himself to a scary and dangerous plan that God the Father laid out for him. And he had to endure one of the most horrible deaths conceived by man. All right, I'm going to read just a scripture here from Matthew 26, 36 to 46. Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He went there to sit and pray. He took Peter and his two sons Zebedee along with him. He began to be sad and troubled, and he said to them, "My soul is sad. I feel close to death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went a little farther, then they fell asleep, and he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. But let what you want be done, not what I want." So then he returned to his disciples, and he found them sleeping. And he said, "Couldn't you even keep watch for 1 hour? He asked Peter, "Watch and pray, then you won't fall into sin. And when you're tempted, the spirit is willing, but our body is weak." So Jesus went away a second time and prayed, "Father, if it's possible for this cup to be taken away, but if I must drink it, may what you want be done." Then he came back, and again he found them sleeping. They couldn't even keep their eyes open. So he left them and went away once more. For the third time he prayed the same thing, and he returned to his disciples. And again, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. The Son of Man is about to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let us go. Here comes the one who's handing me over. Okay, so this isn't really the Jesus we normally think about when we start to talk about Jesus. We like to think about the Jesus who walked on water, fed 5,000, welcomed all the children. We don't often take time to remember how human Jesus was. Jesus felt pain, sadness, and fear. Jesus would gladly have skipped that cross if there was another way to save us. But deep down, Jesus knew there was no other way. Jesus had faith to see his mission through, and now he invites us to put our faith in him. He wants to be your hero today. We talked about some incredible stories, and there are some incredible stories written over time, especially in comic books, right? We have Superman, Batman, Captain America, Iron Man, Wonder Woman, more and more and more than I even know about. But there is no superhero that came even close to doing what Jesus did. Jesus had superpowers that they could only dream of. He saved the whole world, and he continues to do that day by day. Jesus' powers, and the very cool thing, Jesus wasn't created at Marvel or DC. He was alive and real. His powers are real. No radioactive spider bit him to give him his powers. Jesus is one with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is the manifest power of God. Okay, so in other words, the very active and very alive superpower that Jesus uses to perform miracles. They cannot be separated. They are one. We read in God's word and we remember stories of Jesus healing the sick, feeding the people, setting people free from the enemy, and bringing the dead back to life. But I want to tell you this morning, that same Jesus is active and still doing miracles today. Because God's not dead, he is very much alive. Thank you. Now, you may say to me, how can he be doing miracles today? Well, the answer is simple. It's you, right? Just like the disciples who followed Jesus, when we follow after Jesus and choose to obey him and live for him, Jesus will send us the Holy Spirit. We get to be Jesus' hands and feet right where we live every day. No lightsabers required, right? All the power we ever need to encourage people, to see people healed from sickness and pain, is in us because of the Holy Spirit. Is that not exciting, guys? Yeah. And guess what? No batteries needed. That's even more exciting. Because when you're feeling low and you need to be charged up, all you simply have to do is ask. Say, Holy Spirit, fill me up again. Charge me up. Right? Fill me to overflowing. Because our job is not to do the things, it's to have faith that Jesus will do it through us. All right? Because really, it's God's work. We just get to enjoy being part of a much bigger plan. I want to share a little story about the first time that I experienced the power of God. So I wasn't raised in a Christian home like a lot of you kids here today. I didn't get to know who Jesus was till I was about 16. Very shortly after I had asked Jesus into my own life, I found out that I had something called a cyst, a large tumor inside of me that could have been really dangerous. And I was really scared. But thankfully, that same week, after having the tests done, I was invited to a special church service where a man who had great faith prayed for me. He actually called me out of the audience, and when he prayed for me, there was so much power, I couldn't even stand up. I could not stand up at all. And I remember that night laying in my bed, being so amazed at what had happened and not really knowing, but just, it felt like a light switch had been turned on inside of me, like the power had been turned on. And I was so thankful. I just remember crying and praying and thanking God for whatever was going on. So about a week later, my mom and I went back to the same doctor, and I wanted to have the test done again. And he looked at me and he said, "And who are you?" And I went, "What?" I don't know why, but God erased his memory from me being there and all the tests. And my mom and I sat there like, "What just happened?" But I learned that day not to question God's plan. He had a plan. But the doctor did do the test again, and there was the cyst was gone, completely gone. And so I knew that day that God had power, and he loved me so much that he would heal me. We get to be part of a plan too. God wants us to put our faith in Jesus, and through Jesus, God will give us courage to take a stand like Esther did, to face the obstacles like Nehemiah did, and to make tough choices like Daniel. Jesus can give us courage to stand up when no one else seems to believe. He can help us stand up what's right. Do you remember last, I guess it was Friday, how did I make that egg stand up? Salt, right. So we did a little object lesson that an egg on its own cannot stand up, but it needs a little help, and the Holy Spirit is like that. He comes to help us stand when it's right. So we put a little salt on the plate, and the egg stood up. Oh, yeah, okay, a little more than a little, yes. So the exciting thing is, Jesus also gives us gifts. He gives us things to help us when times are tough. So I want to talk about one thing this morning, because we talked about superheroes, and we know that Captain America has a shield and Wonder Woman has a shield. Well, I want to tell you this morning, God also gives us a shield of faith. All right, this is a toy one. He can help us keep our faith in hard times. I want to read to you a scripture in Ephesians 6:16. It says, "Also, pick up a shield of faith. With it, you can put out the flaming arrows of the enemy." Now, he's not talking to Wonder Woman or Captain America. He's talking to you guys and to me. We can do this, right? I also just want to read a quote from an article that I read this week that just spoke so clearly to me. "One of the most important things a Christian can learn is the reality of spiritual warfare. When you are born again, or in other words, when you accept Jesus into your life and you follow him, you are born onto a battlefield. The choice is not whether you're going to go to war, because war has been declared. The only choice is whether you want to get trampled by the enemy or learn to fight and win. You see, Jesus knew right from the start that living a life following him was not a guarantee of an easy life, but actually a guarantee of entering into battle. But by reading the word and living a life of prayer and having faith, we are equipped for this battle. We are more than equipped." All right? Paul also talks about our shield in Ephesians 6. So if you can see up there, that's my diagram. The Roman word for a battle shield is theros, theros. And it means a door-shaped shield. So the Greek word was thera. So theros was a large rectangle shield. It was about 5 feet high and 3 feet wide. It was also called a castle shield. Now, if you were a warrior holding this shield in front of you, you got to carry your own portable fortress. You had a castle you could take with you wherever you went and be protected against the enemy. Now, a really interesting study was how this shield is made. The theros was so large, and if I'm saying it wrong, feel free to correct me. It was made of solid wood. If it was made of solid wood or metal, it would have been too difficult to carry. So to construct it, the Romans would begin with a wooden work frame, and over that framework, they would stretch 7 layers of tough leather from the skin of a bull or a calf. They built these layers until the shield was about 4 or 5 inches thick, and then they nailed it securely in place. So as the soldiers got ready to go to battle, they would go and dip their shield in a nearby river to saturate it with water. So it would not only stop an arrow, but it would quench out the fire. Isn't that good news? That we are equipped by faith with a shield that not only protects us, but can snuff out a fiery arrow. That is so exciting. Jesus wants to use us to do something heroic and point others to a relationship with him. Jesus invites us to have a personal relationship with him. He's not a distant hero. He doesn't watch over the city like Batman. He's kind of more like Lois Lane and Superman. He wants to know us. He wants to have a relationship with us. If you want to begin your walk today with Jesus, we would love to help you make that step. Because there is no mightier hero than Jesus. There is no greater love than the love Jesus has for us. And there is no adventure as exciting as living a life of faith in Jesus. I'm going to ask everyone now, just to close your eyes and join me in prayer. If today is a day that you are ready to have Jesus come into your life, that you're ready to have him be your savior, your best friend, and your hero, I'm just going to ask you right now, with eyes shut, just show me your hands. If today is the day for you, awesome. I see those hands. And we're just going to pray right now. Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross for me to take away all the wrong things that I have done and that you rose from the dead to be king of all. I ask you to forgive me and wash me and come into my life to be my savior today. Help me walk out the plans that you have for me. I put my faith in you, Jesus. Amen. Awesome. So if you prayed that prayer for the first time today, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell somebody you came with. You can come tell me. But we want to celebrate with you because that's an exciting step to a new adventure for you. So at this point, we are going to end with our final skit. Immediately after, everybody is dismissed. So please come and enjoy barbecue and lunch with us. We're also saying goodbye to the Craddock family. So everybody get your hugs in with them as well. But if you need prayer this morning, especially if you just asked Jesus into your life today, this morning, come up right to the front. We'd love to pray for you. Or maybe you're feeling like, man, my battery is low today. I need to be charged up. We have a team here. We have kids here that are full of faith this morning. We would love to pray for you. Let today be the day to begin your own hero's journey. Amen? Amen? Amen. All right, so if I could get someone just to move this for me, maybe Isaiah or some guys. There we go. Thanks, Becca. Our final skit of this year's VBS. I sure hope to see everybody out here again next year. We had a blast. Thank you. All right. Are you ready? Last take 12.
Hey. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, the auditions are finally over. I think we found someone. I think we found some incredible superheroes for our superhero team. I'm not sure what's going on with the leader. No. I met several leaders. Arkman was promising. So was Mr. 300 Army Man. But I don't know if I found him yet. Yeah, I just don't know.
Excuse me. Mrs. Director Lady, are the auditions for the superhero team over?
Yes, yes, they are.
Well, they can't be. They just can't be. You have one more hero to consider, and I won't go home until you do.
Excuse me just a minute.
I'm sorry. You should have been here earlier and taken
a number.
But it's not for me. It's someone that I know. It's someone very special.
Let me call you back. She just won't stop. So you're not the hero?
No, not at all. I'm one of his closest friends and his biggest fans.
Oh, I get it. The Lois Lane type. Well, tell me about this guy.
Well, he's the most powerful man I know. He can heal the sick, he can heal the blind, and one time he even fed 5,000 people with one little boy's lunch. One.
That's amazing. Amazing,
yeah.
Right?
He can even raise the dead.
Whoa. Raise the dead? Is that true? Raise the dead?
Yeah, you heard me, Mrs. Director Lady. As a matter of fact, he came back from the dead himself. He saved the whole world when he died, and when he rose from the dead, he went up to his father's house and started building rooms for everyone who believes.
I think I know who you're talking about. Do you know
yeah,
who she's talking
yeah, that's
about?
Right. I'm talking about the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Wonderful Counselor, the Messiah, the Mightiest Hero of all time.
His name wouldn't happen to be... What do you think it is? Jesus?
Yes, that's it.
Ha! I thought so.
Mrs. Audition Lady, please believe me. Your superhero team just won't be complete without him.
Relax. I was just on the phone talking to someone about how this team needs a leader. I can't think of a better person to lead it than Jesus.
Oh, that's wonderful. Simply wonderful. He won't let you down. I promise.
I don't need your promise, because I have his. Jesus is an amazing superhero, and I love him too.
Awesome. Amen. Again, I just want to thank everyone for entrusting your kids with us this week, church for praying for us. And we're going to just, should we close with our prayer one more time, guys? Yeah? Okay. All right. Are you ready? I need to hear. You guys want to come up, do it with me? Come on. Okay, stay down. All right. So we're just going to close with our prayer. If anyone needs prayer this morning, we're going to stay around and be available. Otherwise, just head on into the gym and make sure you say hello to someone and enjoy a good burger. Are you guys ready? One, two, three. My hero doesn't hide behind a mask. He doesn't need a cape to fly. He's stronger than the ocean and bigger than the sky. He can heal the sick and wounded. He can walk across the sea. But the most amazing part of all is how he watches over me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my hero. Amen. Woo! Thank you, church.